Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. It is Friday, March 25th, and Chaf Beis Adar Sheni. We are continuing in the Mishnah Yomit. This is Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs. We're continuing the Mishnah Yomit with Kilayim, which we begun yesterday. And now we are on the second Mishnah in the first Perek, continuing the theme of what is and what is not Kilayim. Hakishu tomelafafon. So the kishut, which is usually translated as cucumber, and the melafafon, which we say in modern Ivrit is a cucumber, but they're translating it as a Kirby cucumber. It's a form of cucumber. Maybe it's the small cucumbers in Eretz Yisrael. Einam kilayim zebeze. They are not a different species. They are the same species. They can be planted together, grown together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda says these are different species. Chazeret, the chazeret golim, the lettuce and the lettuce of the mountains. Rabotai, 3 weeks from today is Erev Pesach. So please get your chazeret ready and thoroughly checked and cleaned and washed for bugs before Pesach. So 3 week warning for your chazeret, which can be used for your bitter herb, even though it's not so bitter, because chazeret helps you to be chozer b'tshuva before things get too bitter. So that's why it's lashon chazeret, your lettuce. Ulshin, she continues, ulshin ve'ulshe tzadeh, leeks, it's chicory and wild chicory, chicory of the field. Kreshim, the kreshe sade, there's the leeks. That's where we sprung the leek, the kreshim. Kreshim, the kreshe sade, leeks and wild leeks. Kusbar, the kusbar sade, coriander and wild coriander. Chardel, the chardel mitzri, mustard and Egyptian mustard. Delot mitzri, the harmutza, Egyptian gourds and ember gourds. Pul mitzri, the charuf, and the Egyptian bean. And the carob bean, enam kilayim ze beze. These are not kilayim, they are similar enough to be considered for the rules of kilayim to be the same species. Mishnah Gimel, halefet vehanafut, the turnip versus the radish, the hakruv, the hatrovtor, and the cabbage and the wild cabbage, the hatrodim, the halunim, and the spinach beets versus the sorrel, which is a different type of beet, or a chard perhaps. Hatrodim v'adluim, good. Einam kilayim zebeze. These are not kilayim one to another. These are close enough to be considered non-kilayim for the sake of kilayim. Hausi Rabbi Akiva adds on hashum v'hashumanit. Garlic versus shumanit is like garlic ale, the little garlic, the wild garlic. Habatzal v'tzoltzul, and onions versus wild onions. V'atormus v'haplaslois. And the lupine and the wild lupine, enam kilayim zebeze. Rabbi Akiva adds, these ones are also not kilayim. Shkoyach Rabosai, we have a few short mishnayot here, just laying the groundwork for what is kilayim, what is not kilayim. Today it's Erev Shabbos. You should know candle lighting is 7:06 p.m. in Chamarev at Suburban is 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Daf Yomi, 6:20. Mincha 7:10, and tomorrow's Mishnah Yomi I hope to have posted as soon after Shabbos as possible. Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos.